I'm Catherine Higgins, and I am the Director of Education at the Zine Archive and Publishing Project, or ZAP. One of the ones that people get really excited about is we have Kathleen Hanna's zines. It's a zine that she had been working on post Bikini Kill while she was living in New York working as a stripper. And it's this very, like, brutal, like, kind of angry rant about kind of this idea, focusing on Evan Dando as this kind of, like, he's so successful, his music isn't that great, but he's a pretty boy kind of thing. And, like, these double standards of, you know, what men are expected to do in pop music and what women are expected to do in pop music. And I saw her speak last week, and she was very much talking about how at that time being in Bikini Kill wasn't even fun because it was such a dangerous, physically dangerous project for them. Like, every night they were really worried, and that part of that whole girls at the front thing was protection from the men in the crowd, like a barrier between them and the crowd. And so she was going through a lot of stuff at that time. And so that's, you know, just a really very rare at this point zine. And I think people get really excited about that because one of the great things about zines is if you're holding a zine, you know the person who wrote that zine held it. Like, it's a very visceral, hands-on connection with an individual, with a creator.